A hero is one living principle. A hero is one living principle. Do you live principle? Then you're a hero. Do you live according to the highest and best that's within you? Then you're a hero. Do you always look for the finest and best in yourself and in others? Then you are a hero. We're more heroes than we realize. Standing up for principles, standing up for what we believe, standing up for what we know is to be the truth. It's so easy to not stand up for what we know to be the truth, because that seems to be a hard thing to do sometimes. And it's a hard thing to do because we think that principle is difficult to stand up for. Now, I use the term oftentimes, if something is not yours, leave it alone. If something is not yours, don't pick it up. If something is not yours, don't do anything with it because it's not yours. Now, there are lots of things that can be yours if you wish them to be. But there are so many things in this world that are not yours because they belong to somebody else. And if they belong to somebody else, you should not be touching them. You should not be doing anything with them. Even as I so often say, if you see a $100 bill floating down the street, and there's nobody around anywhere, and the $100 bill is just floating along there, not doing anything, just not belonging to anybody, should you pick it up? And if you can not pick it up, you are a hero. If you cannot pick up that $100 bill that is just floating along and you're going to get lost, picked up by somebody, why not you? Well, if it doesn't belong to you, never pick it up. Because the minute you allow yourself to pick it up once, the minute you allow yourself to pick up something that you think nobody else owns, that it doesn't belong to anybody, but of course it does belong to somebody. You just don't know who that is. But the thing is, if you ever think that something in this world does not belong to you, then leave it alone. Leave it alone. Oh, you say, there are acts of kindness we do now and then, and we do those acts of kindness because we want to be helpful to someone. We want to be a blessing to someone. Well, now, what might be an act of kindness that is something we should leave alone? If we see someone crying and they're unhappy, and we think, well, now let's be a hero and go and say, hey there, what's wrong? What's the problem? What's the matter with you? Can I help in some way? Well, now, that is not what a hero does. A hero reaches out and helps. A hero reaches out and gives their love and their confidence to another who is suffering. You don't say, what's the problem? You say, hey there, all's in divine order. All's in divine order. And you see, the minute we allow ourselves to investigate the problem, we are the problem. The minute we allow ourselves to get involved in what is the trouble, we're not the solution. And we are certainly not a blessing. We are stealing from them their right to be sad, their right to be glad, their right to be anything. We're stealing from ourselves that right too. And is that what we want to do? Do we want to steal from others? A hero doesn't do such a thing. A hero is one living principle. The hero always lives principle. And the principle is, if you see anything in this world and it is not harmonious with you, then it is shining out from in you what you see. So if you see someone unhappy, it's you being unhappy. And if you go to find out what their problem is, you just compound your problem. But if you say, I surround this world with my pure white light of love, I surround all in this world with my pure white light of love, I live by that principle, I live by that concept, I live in that awareness, And all the world is surrounded by my pure white light of love. All the world is my pure white light of love. All the world is principle fulfilling itself in its most ideal, beautiful way. Can you live your life according to principle? Can you live your life according to whatever your principle is, whatever your ideal is? Can you? Well, if you can, then you've got everything going for you. If you can, then you are a hero. Now, everyone would like to be a hero, right? And everyone is a hero. Everyone is fantastic. Everyone is magnificent. Everyone is wonderful. Everyone is living according to their highest and best right now. When you live according to your highest and best right now, you see everyone in the world living according to their highest and best right now, because that's what principle is all about. Principle is living your life so beautiful, so wonderful, so fabulous, so glorious, that that's all that matters. Can you ever find something and say, somebody else lost it, and I found it, so it's mine? You can't do that. Because if anything at any time does not belong to you, then it's not yours. It's not yours to look at in any way, not yours to claim in any way. It's not yours to use in any way. That $100 bill floating down the street, anyone in their right mind would certainly pick it up, but a hero wouldn't. A hero is not disturbed by things that go on around him. If it belongs to the hero, oh, you can be sure the hero will take good care of that $100 bill. But if it doesn't belong to the hero, you can be sure the hero wants nothing to do with that which is not his own. A hero is one living principle, and you can live principle, and you do live principle every day of your life. The majority of the activities that we involve ourselves in, we are doing because we are living principle. The majority of the activities we involve ourselves in are because we are ideal beings, because we're living according to our highest and best. We're living according to our most glorious and our most wonderful. And this is who you are, and this is who I am, always living according to my highest and best. A hero is one living principle. Set this standard for yourself today, that you live principle. And when you set this as your standard, that you're living principle, you'll find that everything you do comes up roses. Everything you do comes up beautiful. Everything you do comes up great. There is no $100 bill floating down the street that you think does not belong to anybody. Someone comes along and says, hey, I have a problem. My problem is I'd like to know how to find this address. I've been searching everywhere and I haven't been able to find it. Now, how can I find it? How can I find this address? I'd give anybody $100 if they could show me how to find that address. And you say, well, you don't have to give me $100, but that address is right next door to where I live. So, and I'm going home now, so just come right along with me, and you will see that address you're looking for. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, but it's worth $100 to me. It's worth $100 to me to find that place. Well, whatever you want to do is your business, but I'm offering you to walk along with me and find that address, because it's right next door to where I live. It's right next door to where I am, and you don't have to pay any $100 for that. And so they don't give you $100 at that moment, but they tell all the world what an honest man you are, what a hero you are, what a glorious person you are, because you did not take something that you didn't have to. Now, would it hurt the other man to give you that $100 that he was going to give you? Not at all. Would it hurt you to take that $100? Not at all. But can you Let it alone. It doesn't belong to you. Can you let that $100 alone? Because it doesn't belong to you. It's blown down the street, or somebody's going to give it to you to show you an answer to a solution to a problem in their life. If we live our life by principle, we are a hero. And if we want to be a hero in all things in our life, then we are that hero whenever we stand up for the highest and the best within us. Certainly when a child says to you, "How do I do this?" and you tell them, you don't have to be paid by the child. When you go to your job and your boss says, "Hey, how do we work on this? How do we solve this?" and you say, "Well, just like this." And you show the boss exactly what is the best way you think to solve it. And the boss says, "Hey, you deserve a raise." And you say to the boss, "Thank you very much, but I'm only doing my job. I'm only doing what's expected of me. And I'm so thankful for any good that comes my way, but I'm only doing what's expected of me because I'm living my life as a hero. I'm living my life according to principle, and I love it." Just like you and I, we walk through life, unless we own it, we just live principle, and we find that good floods into our life, it floods out of our world, because all is in divine order, and we are always doing our highest and best every moment of our life. We're always doing our highest and best in everything we do, and life is indeed very wonderful. Have a glorious day and do wonderful things this day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.